I feel like dating rules change as you get older. Like, the dating rules I had when I was in high school are different than the dating rules I had in my 20s. You get to, I guess it also depends how hot you are. Like, if you're super hot your whole life, you can have all the dating rules. You can have a list of 100 things if you're super hot. And any guy that wants to be with you, like, has to do all 100 things.
Yeah, you're just lucky somebody asked you out.
Yeah. So I don't think age has anything to do with it now that I think about it, because it's the same thing in high school as now. I was just happy somebody was interested in me.
People are still asking Christie Brinkley out.
Right.
Even though she's in her 60s, she still gets tons and tons of dates. So it doesn't matter how old you are. It matters how hot you are.
Yeah. And that's what it seems like, because the hotter you are, the more rules you can have. So some really hot girl went on TikTok and she put all these rules out there that she has for boyfriends. And the funny thing is, a lot of guys were like, that makes sense. I'm like, I could not get away with even one of these. Not one. Okay, so here's her rules. Number one, block anyone you had a romantic interaction with. Block. Not just don't interact. Block them. So any girl that your guy dated before dating you, block her.
No, because they lost, you won. It doesn't matter if used to date is the key word there. So they're not dating them anymore. So no, it shouldn't be a big deal
to block them.
Why would I have to block an ex when if I wanted to be with that ex, I would still be with that ex?
Well, maybe it was the ex who broke up with you.
No, that doesn't happen.
Interesting, because she's like, you know, people you've slept with, definite no-no. Even if you've held a bitch's hand and you're still following her, you're done.
Okay, this chick better be hot.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's very, very beautiful. But can you imagine being that hot that you can have that rule? Like, I understand don't talk to an ex, because why? Why would you talk to them? But to block them, that's so aggressive. Like, blocking somebody, I think that's a really aggressive thing to do. Number two on her list, no following new women since the day we start dating, period. I don't want to give an explanation, she says.
So I can't follow anybody that I met at work or in real life. I can't do it.
I mean, unless it's like your mother's friend or some hideous old lady that you'll never be interested in. Like, that's what she's saying. Like, you do not follow a new woman. Once we start dating, the followers you have, hang on tight, because that's all you get.
Unless they look like Shrek. If they look like Shrek, I don't think she has a problem with it. But if they're hot, then she's going to have a problem with it.
But that's dumb, because guys date not hot women all the time. That's the hot women think that only hot women are a problem. Take it from me. Take it from a troll. I've gotten some pretty hot men out from under some pretty hot women, and they didn't see it coming, because there's no way they would have been jealous of me. Do you know what I mean? Like, they look at me and be like, not a problem. It's like, no, I will do that with your man. Number three on her list, no searching girls' names in the handlebar. Like, what are you searching for? No, really, like, what are you searching for? You should find it all in me.
So now I can't even search somebody.
The problem is, this is the kind of woman that doesn't like her guy looking at porn. You know, and porn is the most natural thing for guys, like, and women too. Like, porn's the most natural thing for people to do that are into it. Like, this is one of these women who's so insecure.
Well, I watch all those 90-day fiancé things on Discovery. And
of course you do.
There's one girl that when she goes out with this guy, she doesn't even want you talking to the waitress. If you give the waitress more than 20%, if you give the waitress 21%, then you're hitting on her.
Then you got a fight in your hands.
Yes. So if you even talk to the waitress, then you're cheating on her.
Right. Okay.
And this is a stupid hot chick.
Right.
And she's with an ogre.
But that's the thing. I think this just belies your own insecurity. Like, you should be so secure in yourself that if your guy talks to another woman, you should be like, but he's coming home to me. Like, she's nothing compared to me. Like, men like confidence. You know, and women like, people like confidence. I have dated hideous Shrek-like guys.
Ogres.
Because they were just, I mean, ogres who were stupid confident and just really, almost like arrogant. I remember I dated this one guy that when I brought him home to meet my friends, they were like, have you had a stroke? I said, just talk to him. Just get to know him. And they talked to him and they were like, oh, okay, we get it. Like when you first look at him, they were like, what the hell? But then they started talking to him and they were like, oh, okay, this guy has like more confidence than George Clooney. Like this is.
They took your glasses off. They cleaned them really well and then put them back on your face. Said, look again.
And you want to hear the saddest thing about the story? This guy that I was like, I'm too good for him. But I dated him anyway, and my friends were like, what the hell's wrong with you? He dumped me.
Of course he did. It's a man's world.
Yeah, it's true. It really is. It really is. Plus, he had, you know, he had money. He was one of those guys that had a lot of money. So, you know, yeah, right. Okay, number four on her list, no liking girls' photos. Every guy knows girls don't like this. Do not like a girl's photo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if she's looking that deep in my Instagram, then we have a problem anyway.
Well, I gotta tell you that I'm secure with my boyfriend. I know he's not going anywhere, but once in a while, I won't go to his Instagram. But you know how like on Instagram, you could see what the other person liked. You could see that whole list of like what they liked and who they're following and that kind of thing. I don't know if they have that anymore, but when they used to have that, or when I used to look at that, I would see some girls on there that my boyfriend liked their photo. I'm like, who the fuck is this bitch?
Yeah, I'm telling you, when guys like a photo, there's only two reasons. One, he wants to bang them, and two, he wants to bang them.
Right.
That's it.
I know.
It's the only reason.
And it's awkward. It's so awkward because it's not like he's got a chance with any of these girls. But it's still like he's out there like liking or making little comments. It's just, it just feels awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped looking.
But he's getting noticed by them. That's why he's doing it. If he likes enough photos, they're going to notice.
Right.
And then they're going to think he's a player or he broke up with you. And he's free. Right.
Number five on her list, no story replying. We all know what story replies mean. We don't have to talk about it. She's right. I'll post a story. It's like, you know what? Just you can do like a little, I don't know, give me an emoji. But you don't need to actually reply or say something. Like there's this one guy in particular on Instagram who really creeps me out because he's everything I post. He's like, wow, how you doing today, gorgeous?
Yeah.
Wow, you look beautiful. Yeah. I had to block him because it was just so weird and awkward. Plus, who does he think he's looking at? I think he thinks I'm someone else.
We need to go to his house, take his glasses off, clean them, give them back.
Yeah, he needs to clean his glasses for sure. Number six on her list, no more than one girl per scroll on your explore page. I know that your explore page is what you click on, and you want to know how I know? Because one time I asked a guy to stop, and he did. And for the duration of our entire relationship, there was not one girl on his explore page. So I know that the rest of you guys are lying sacks of you-know-what.
I don't know what none of that means. So.
Oh, okay. So like, I'm not going to explain it to you.
Yeah, other don't explain
know.
It to me.
Yeah, just, people just, know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Number seven, if she posts more than one bikini pic in a row, unfollow.
Can he follow Britney Spears? She's using the hand bra now. Can he follow her?
Well, she's a celebrity. It's different. Because, you know, the odds of him getting with a celebrity don't exist. Like, Britney Spears is not going home with my boyfriend.
Okay, so I can like Britney Spears' photo if all she's using a hand bra. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I think I didn't realize what an exhibitionist Britney Spears is. It kind of makes me like her even more. So that's this woman's dating request. I feel like once you start dating somebody and you have like a list of things that you want them to do or not do, I feel like that's a red flag. I don't care what's on that list. Even if on that list is like pizza every Friday night and you know, walk my dog once a week. I don't care what's on the list. It's a red flag. You don't give somebody a list when you first start dating them. I'm sorry.
Is she bringing the list to the first date?
It's on her TikTok. Imagine, yeah, you meet her on Tinder and you go stalk her a little on social media. You go to her TikTok and you're like, oh, it's this girl.
Yeah, she better be really hot.
She is, but she's bananas. That's what I mean. Like, it doesn't matter how hot she is, she's going to be a nightmare.
Then we have to gauge the amount of bananas. Right. If she's only six bananas,
yeah,
then that's worth it. If she's 12 bananas crazy, then maybe not.
I just wish her list was a little more diverse. You know, I wish it was like no ex-girlfriends and, you know, take me out to dinner twice a week. Mm-hmm. But it's all about other women on social media.
Yeah.
It's all social media stuff.
This is a girl who's been cheated on more than once.
That's what it seems like, yeah.